Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Prince of Peace.
Give you praise. I give you Take some time and just love him. Just lift up your hands and begin to sing to him in the spirit. Do you love the Lord? From the depths of our hearts we worship. The depths of my heart.
From the depths of my heart, I'm grateful to you.
You've done.
In your home, he's a wonder. I don't know why you came here tonight, but he's a wonder. Over every sickness, God is a wonder.
I worship you. I worship you, the ruler of my life. I worship you, the Lion of Judah. I express my love, I express my love for you. I express my love for you.
Thank you. put your hands together for Sharon. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Bruaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We'll start with 1 Corinthians 13, English Standard Version. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away, for we know and prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial shall pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I give up childish ways. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part, then shall I know fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your glorious and your holy name. We bow down and pay reverence to you. Almighty God, Abba Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hear our prayer, hear our voice just this morning. Oh, be attentive to our prayers. as we pray this morning in the name of Jesus, and not only this morning, but every day of our lives, every second, every minute, hear our prayers, O God, and let our cries come unto thee. So Holy Spirit, once again, we say good morning. We cannot do this prayer service without you. Holy Spirit, breath of God, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. Holy Spirit, take absolute control of this prayer service, control of our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you in the name of Jesus. We honor you and we bless you this day. And during this time and seasons of your all season of your awesome and your mighty move in every area of our lives. And in this I am that I am, prayer tabernacle ministries. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Holy Spirit, for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing. Release your love, your power, and glory. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio blog, this service. Tangible presence, saturate our environment in the name of Jesus. Saturate, most importantly, our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere that everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon each and every one of us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all Holy Ghost anointed altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray, Lord, for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We pray, thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your love in our lives, your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us continue in prayer. Hallelujah. Start with the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Holy Spirit, release your breath. Your breath, Holy Ghost, release your breath in our atmosphere. Release your breath, Holy Ghost, in our environment. Holy Spirit, release your breath, Holy Ghost, in the environment of our children. Release your breath in Crystal's environment. Release your breath in Al's environment. Release your breath in Tina's environment. Release your breath, Holy Ghost. Release your breath in Ricky's environment, oh God. Release your breath in my grandchildren's environment in the name of Jesus. Release your breath in Mandekar's environment. Release your breath, Holy Ghost, in Kamari environment. Release your breath in Makari environment. Release your breath in Christian Michael environment. Release your breath. Oriyama Santeria Koriyamasu. In Joshua environment. Release your breath in Christian Michael environment. Release your breath, Holy Ghost. In Zechariah environment. Release your breath in CJ environment. Release your breath, Holy Ghost, upon us, upon, oh, Apostle Irving, oh God. Release your breath upon his environment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Release your breath upon me, oh God. Breathe on me, breath of God. Release your breath upon me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives, and let there be light. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, we bless your name, we praise your name, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Spirit of the living God, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Overshadow us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, help us to do what is right, pleasing to Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you, Holy Spirit. We surrender to you. Have your way in our lives. Let thy kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, blessed Holy Ghost. Oh, we bless you, blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning once again, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We welcome you once again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Early in the morning. Hallelujah to our early morning devotion. Hallelujah. It is good to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Especially early in the morning. The Bible tells us that Jesus woke up when it was yet dark, and he went to a solitary place to pray. Hallelujah. To commune with his Father. Hallelujah. To let us make it a duty, something that we do, a lifestyle. To praise God, to spend time in his presence every day. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. So we thank you for that we are here this morning. We thank you for your strength, oh God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Strengthen us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says in everything give thanks, but it is the will of God. We extol your King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you that you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship can be restored and reconciled to you. Jesus, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit who is now teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion. Sing a detail of our lives. We come to the throne of grace this morning, and we repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Oh, God, have mercy upon us, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. We repent of our sins. We are truly sorry, oh, God, for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh, God. So this morning, we release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airwaves. Release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace and networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our environment, the blood of Jesus. Our transportation, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood on the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, release the blood, to destroy every witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, let the blood flow like a tsunami. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus to destroy curses. In the name of Jesus, every curse that the enemy has spoken against our lives, against our destiny, against his ministry, we release the blood of Jesus and we destroy every evil work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the blood that we put the blood of Jesus as a hedge of protection around us, around everything that we have, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke God's covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on each and every one, on our spouses in the name of Jesus. The armor on, oh God, on our children and grandchildren, the armor of God and the armor of light on everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, so we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you that we are under an open heavens. May your glory be revealed heal God to us in the most spectacular and miraculous way. Pray, Lord, that we have a encounter with you, that those that are listening, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and those that will listen at another time and partake of this devotion, that they have a life-changing encounter with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a supernatural encounter in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you, Lord, for healing. And, oh, God, we bless you. Thank you for souls being saved. Thank you for healing those that are sick. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for restoration. Thank you that you're doing it even right now. The Holy Spirit is moving and touching doors and perfecting all doors or things in our life that need perfection, healing those that are sick. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you. We bless you, and we praise your name. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, again, we're going to be talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We on the first verse, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against us there is no law. The fruit of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So we're going to look at the first characteristic this morning of love. How is love defined? Spirit of the living God, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ Jesus that lives inside of me. Fill me up with your power and anointing of your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. The first characteristics of love. Love, how is love defined? Love is an action, a willful choice, a decision, and a demonstration, an outward flow from inward growth of the fruit of the Spirit. Love is not as defined apart from God an emotion or feeling. From God's definition, we can never fall in and out of love because of how we feel. We have God's characteristics of love growing within us with the power and ability to love God and others as God loves us. 1 Corinthians 13 defines love and how it acts. Its characteristic love must be demonstrated through willful choice. Hallelujah. We started with 1 Corinthians 13. I read it when we first started. It's faithful and love. The greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. And you will find the definition when you read 13. That if you have not love, you're nothing. You can speak in tongues, you can do this and that without love. You're just a noise maker without love. Love never ends. Love is patient, love is kind, love does not boast or envy. It is not arrogant, it is not rude, it does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things, endures and endures all things. Hallelujah. So take your time this day and read 1 Corinthians 13 slowly and let the Lord open your eyes of understanding. The love of God. God is love. 1 John 4:7 says, dear friends, let us love one another, love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Hallelujah. Because God, it is a character of who he is. To know God is to know his love, because he is love. 1 John 4:8 says, whosoever does not love does not know God. Because what? God is love. The more we know and experience God, the more we see his love demonstrated to us and through us. In verse 4:9 states, the love of God was produced in us to demonstrate his love for us through Jesus Christ, demonstrating his love by providing us eternal life with him. The Holy Spirit comes into our lives, making our spirit alive. Oh, hallelujah. Making our spirit alive. John 6:63 says, the Spirit gave life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:1 says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sin. While we were yet sinners, the Bible tells us that Christ loved us. The Holy Spirit indwelling us, our spirit remained dead, and we cannot love. Love, God's love is universal. God's love is demonstrated through action in his character to everyone from the beginning. In Genesis 3:15, God's plan was to restore man to himself. The whole God created the whole universe. Look at it. Because of us, he loved us. For us, so that he can dwell with us, so that we can dwell, hallelujah, together in his love. God's love is immeasurable. Ephesians 3:19 states, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. That we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God, Lord. Hallelujah. That God's love surpasses knowledge. Psalm 36:5 says that God sets that firm, unwavering love reaches to the heavens. Psalm 36:5. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the skies. Hallelujah. God's love is immeasurable. In his love, Ephesians 1:4-5. Hallelujah. But he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God adopted us into his family while we were yet sinners. God chose us. We cannot measure the great love God has for mankind, for us. God's love is eternal. God says he loved us with an everlasting, eternal love. Jeremiah 31:3. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have joined you with unfailing kindness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His love and mercy remain forever. Psalm 107:1-2. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord tell their story. Those who redeem, he redeemed from the hand of the fool. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. 1 John 4:10 says, we did not love God, but God loved us. God saved us and called us, not because of anything we did, because of his love for us. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Hallelujah. And you look at God's love is unconditional. You look at 1 Timothy 1:9. 1 Timothy 1:9 says, we also know that the Lord is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers. Hallelujah. That's God's love. God's love. God's love. Hallelujah. It's unconditional. Yes, God hates sin, but he loves us. Hallelujah. God's love is constant. Because God is love, he never changes his character. His love is constant. In Psalm 33, verse 22, David prays that God's unfailing love will be with us. Let us look at it. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. And that's a prayer you can say it right now. Almighty God, may your unfailing love be with me. Lord, even as I put my hope in you, make it personal. May your unfailing love be with me, Lord, even as I put my hope in you. May your unfailing love be with us, every one of us this morning. Lord, even as we put our hope in you. It is in that love that he gives believers never-ending hope. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. Hallelujah. God's love is sacrificial, as displayed in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. It is sacrificial. God's love is love all of us. And he sacrificed his Son Jesus to provide the perfect, eternal, and forever payment for our sins. So we would not perish. When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, the cup he was about to drink could be taken from him. Yet Jesus did not fail in obeying his Father as he concluded, not my will, but thy will be done. Love is sacrificial. God's love is sacrificial. God's love is sufficient. God reassured Paul that his grace is always sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Lord, hallelujah, your grace is sufficient for us. Your grace is sufficient for us, O God. For in our weakness, you are strong, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace. Love is sufficient. As children of the King, God will bless us with sufficient provisions because he knows our needs. Luke 12:29-32. Luke 12:29. 12:29-32. And do not set your heart on what you will drink or eat. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huriyama says, God's love is sufficient. The love of God. John writes, behold, what manner of love God has bestowed, given to us. 1 John 3:1. What manner, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. God lavishes love upon us. He bestowed his love upon us. The word, behold, is defined in a dictionary as to gaze upon. In scripture, it is always to gain the reader's attention. Gaze upon us. The angel at Christ's birth, when appearing to the shepherds, boldly proclaimed, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. Luke 2:10-11. For the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This was a historic announcement that required the shepherds' full attention. In John 1:4-9-10, John writes, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he initiated his love towards us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice. In the Gospel of John, John 15:9-17, Jesus tells his disciples that as God loves him perfectly, he loves us. Then Jesus tells the disciples to love others with the same complete and perfect love. As a disciple, as a follower of Christ, if you don't love as God loves, hallelujah, then you're no disciple, really, because that's how it shows that we are disciples. We are his sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Love is an action, a willful choice that requires doing. Prophet Zephaniah shares God's love message to God's people this way. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saved you. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. The Lord is with you, the mighty warrior, he who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but rejoice over you with singing. Hallelujah. God tells his people, he will be with them and will rejoice over them with gladness. God rejoices and is glad, demonstrating emotions and rejoicing over us. This is not the only time in scripture that God tells us that we are his joy. Verse 17 says, God will exult over you with loud singing. We aren't the ones singing loudly. It is God. The word exult means to leap for joy. To leap for joy. When you look in the dictionary, it is to feel a sure, triumphant elation of jubilation. God jumps for joy with a feeling of elation because his love demonstrates to us how he, and yet there is more. In Matthew 7, verse 9 to 11, Jesus teaches us about God's love towards us, for and towards us. If an earthly father desires to care for his children and give them good gifts, how much more would your heavenly Father want to give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7, 9 to 11. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7, 9 to 11. Hallelujah. Though God's perfect and complete, through God's perfect, complete, and unconditional love for us, he provides us with good gifts and blessings beyond measure because we are his children. And he experiences joy and elation when he gives us gifts that we are unable to provide for ourselves. When we display ungrateful hearts, when we sadden and grieve the Holy Spirit, because it saddens God, our Father. We show gratitude with our spirit of joy and thankfulness, rejoicing in the Lord. We demonstrate our love for God, and our Heavenly Father begins working on the next blessing he has in store for us. Show gratitude. Begin to be more thankful. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. And bless the Lord all the time. Bless him. Strengthen the control of the Holy Spirit. And get another shot of fertilizer to grow that fruit. No matter what we experience, we receive God's love, which helps us to celebrate him and his goodness to us. Romans 8:32, God's love for us is in Romans 8:32. You can read it as God unconditionally gave Jesus to us to demonstrate his love for us. He demonstrated his love by giving his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. He did not spare his own son, gave him up for us all. How will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul tells Titus in Titus 3 and 4 that God saved us not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. We receive love from God because of who he is, not because of what we have done to deserve it. The love of God. Since love is a demonstrated action, return love to God through willful obedience to God's word. John tells us that if we love God, we will obey God's command. 1 John 5:3. He states in 1 John 4:7-11 that a person who does not and cannot love does not know God because, verse 8, God is love. He completes the thought in verse 11, if God so loved us, when we were still sinners, we were in sin, we ought to love each other. God also requires us to love one another because we have unity in the faith with each other. Romans 12:16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, be willing of low position to not be conceited. Hallelujah. Romans 14:19 says, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3:8 says, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. And Philippians 1:27, you can look at Philippians 1:27, whichever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of you, worthy of the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you only or hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. Hallelujah. God also expects us to show his love to others outside of the faith by demonstrating our love for each other in the faith. We are to be patient. We are to persevere, demonstrating that if we love him, we will love one another. It is an act of obedience and an act of worship. God is clear in his message to us. His word is infallible. He provides examples from Jesus, from Paul, from Peter, from John, and we can go on and on. We can identify within person, and he said it is the same message, a message of love. The characteristics of love in the fruit of the Spirit grows because we are saved through faith, our belief in who Jesus is. Paul says that faith without love is nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:2 James tells us that faith without works, active demonstration of God's love, is dead. James 2:6 Through the Holy Spirit growing within us, we strengthen our faith, making it real with God, while making it real inwardly. Grow the fruit of the Spirit that transforms us, shapes us into the likeness of Jesus. And we live that through our action, our willful choice to love, obey, follow, study, pray by surrendering our free will and choosing to love God, which will overflow his love for man. The fruit of the Spirit. One of the first fruit is love. Hallelujah. So we walk in the love of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And love your neighbors as you love yourself. Demonstrate and show others that love that God showed you, showed me while we were yet sinners. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your unfailing love. Thank you because nothing shall separate us from your love over us, according to Romans 8:39. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daily mercy, love, and faithfulness over us, over our families, over our children, over our friends. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Spirit of God that dwells in us, helping and guiding us in all our relationships with others. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that you will help us to love you more, that the zeal to serve you increases in our hearts, and we come to know the love of God by experience in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will help us to see others with the same lenses that you see us. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that our love abounds towards our neighbors by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that our speech is seasoned of salt. We speak to one another in love, and we know how to answer each one at all times. Pray that you will help us to let go of offenses, strife, and resentment in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are not overcome with unforgiveness towards others. We are filled and overflow with the love, with love by the Spirit of Almighty God. We pray that we are filled with the fruits of righteousness, and we walk according to your word in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will help us to live in love, peace towards all men, as you give us the ability in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will come, that we will come to know the length, breadth, length, and height of your love for us. We are yielded to the Spirit of Almighty God to express the same love that you have for us towards others. We pray that in our homes, the love of God dwells richly in the name of Jesus. In our marriages, we pray that husbands are taught of the Lord to express love to their wives as Christ loved the church in the name of Jesus. We pray that wives are taught by the Spirit of Almighty God to express love to their husbands in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that the enemy would have no place in our homes, in our marriages, in our jobs, in the lives of our children, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, businesses, workplace, and career, we express love and deal with people out of the abundance of love in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do not gratify the desires of our flesh. We walk in the Spirit of God's love, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because of who you are. You are our strength in the times of weaknesses. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Father, because our love abounds. We are helped to love as Christ loves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Give us your heart of love. Give us your heart of love. Let your love radiate through us to others. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so, Father, this morning, we cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. We come against every satanic agenda plan, against God's plans and purpose for our life. We cancel through the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day. We thank you for your love being radiated in us. We thank you for your eternal love. We thank you, Lord, that while we were yet sinners, you love us. We bless you. Let us show that love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.